Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking into Scotland's Getting It Right for Every Child approach.
Gervis.
GEERFIS,
Okay.
right? You've given us a really interesting mix of stuff to look at today. We've got research articles, we've got government reports, we even have a podcast transcript, which is always fun.
It is.
And this is all especially relevant to you as someone working in as Fallowbic. Mention the listener's specific area of work as provided in the episode focus, for example, school administration, social services. Because today we're going to explore how GEERFIS could actually impact policy and practice in different agencies.
Yeah, it's one of the really interesting things is how Scotland looked at its own social welfare history and then said, well, what are other people doing? And they turned to the Scandinavian model for inspiration,
Oh, interesting.
particularly their concept of universalism,
Okay.
this idea that you provide benefits and services to all citizens, not just those in crisis. And this really resonated with Scotland's goal to create a more preventative and holistic system for child well-being.
So it's kind of like instead of just reacting when things go wrong, your fake is about being proactive and supporting all children to
Exactly.
thrive.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a big shift, right? And it's all built around these eight well-being indicators they call
Yeah.
Shinari.
Yes.
Safe, healthy, achieving, nurtured, active, respected, responsible, and included. I think it's really interesting how these indicators move beyond the traditional measures of child protection, and they consider a child's well-being much more broadly.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just a checklist. They're a framework for professionals to use across different agencies when they're assessing needs, when they're planning interventions, and when they're measuring outcomes.
Okay.
It's really about everyone working together and having a shared understanding of what it means for a child to thrive.
Okay, so you mentioned that GEERFIS is unique in its approach. What are some of the key things about it that make it so different from other child welfare models?
I think one of the most distinctive features is the named person. This is a single point of contact for every child, usually a health visitor or a teacher. Think of them as a dedicated advocate for that child
Okay.
who monitors the child's well-being and can coordinate support when it's needed.
Right. So if any issues arise.
Exactly. So the idea is to have someone who knows that child and that family well, and they can really navigate all the complexities of the support system.
Yeah, because that can be really complicated.
It can be really complicated, so the named person can make sure that child's needs are met and are met quickly.
It's almost like having a built-in safety net for every child. I
Exactly.
know that this role has been a little bit controversial
It has.
because of some privacy concerns.
Yes.
We're definitely going to talk about that later.
We are.
But first, I'm really curious to learn more about how GEERFIS works in practice. Can you tell us more about the Highland region and their experience as like the pioneers
Yeah.
of the GEERFIS implementation?
So the Highland case, I think, is really interesting because it gives us these real-world insights into the successes and the challenges of implementing this model. One of the most striking findings was the reduction in inappropriate social work referrals.
Oh, wow.
So midwives and health visitors in the Highland region said they felt much more confident in their ability to get the right support at the right time for the children they were working
Oh,
with.
that's fantastic.
They no longer felt like they were just scrambling for services or that they had to escalate every single concern to social work.
So it sounds like GEERFIS really helped streamline the process and just reduce unnecessary bureaucracy.
Yes, absolutely.
Did that efficiency apply to other agencies as well?
It did. The police, for example, found the new Child's Concerns Form, which is a key tool in the GEERFIS model, to be much more effective than their previous system.
Okay.
It allowed them to respond to concerns more proportionately so they could address issues that weren't as serious at an earlier stage and they didn't have to involve social work every single time.
Right, because not everything needs to be bumped up to that level.
Yeah.
That makes sense. By providing those clear guidelines and like a common language for assessing concerns, it seems like GEERFIS actually empowered those professionals to make more informed decisions.
Yes, and that in turn led to a more efficient and effective use of resources.
Right.
And that allowed agencies to really focus on cases that needed that intervention. And it wasn't just about efficiency either.
Right.
The Highland case also showed a big impact on child protection statistics.
Okay.
They saw a decrease in child protection referrals and registrations,
Real?
even as those numbers were going up nationally.
So while the rest of Scotland was seeing an increase in child protection interventions,
Yeah.
the Highland region, with their early adoption of GEERFIS, was actually seeing a decline.
That's right.
That's a pretty strong argument for early intervention, don't you think?
It really suggests that by focusing on early support and prevention,
Yeah.
GIFEC was able to address issues before they got to the point of needing formal child protection measures.
Right, they got ahead of it.
Exactly.
And this proactive approach went beyond child protection, too.
It did.
The Highland region also saw improvements in educational outcomes,
Yes.
especially for children in foster care.
Yeah.
Now, for our listeners who might not be familiar, looked after children, is that what Scotland calls kids in foster care?
That's right.
Right.
And the data from Hyler showed that these children were doing better academically,
Oh, well.
and they were also spending less time waiting for permanent adoptive placements.
That's great.
So you can really see that JARFC's holistic approach by addressing a child's well-being across all areas of their life
Right.
that can create these positive ripple effects.
It's really interesting to see how a model like JARFC can impact so many different outcomes.
It is.
But I imagine that implementing such a huge system must have come with challenges.
Of course, no system is perfect, and the Highland case definitely showed some areas that needed some work, like adjustments or further development. One of the big challenges was making sure everyone applied those 8 well-being indicators, the Shinari framework we talked about, in the
Right.
same way.
Right, making sure everybody was on the same page.
Exactly, and that took ongoing training
Oh, score.
and quality assurance to
Right.
make sure everyone was using them correctly and consistently.
You're basically asking professionals from all these different fields,
Yes.
education, healthcare, social work, law enforcement,
That's right.
to adopt a whole new way of thinking and a whole new way of working.
Yeah.
So yeah, consistent training and support is so important,
Absolutely.
especially in those early stages.
Yes. And speaking of challenges,
Okay.
we can't ignore the controversy around the named person role.
Right.
While the intention was good to give each child a dedicated advocate,
Right.
people were worried about privacy and the possibility of the government being too involved.
Yeah, the idea of one person having access to all of a child's information
Yeah.
and sharing it without parental consent,
Yeah.
that caused a lot of debate.
It did.
So how did GRVC deal with that?
Well, ultimately, they had to make changes to the named person role
Okay.
to address those concerns and make sure everything was legal in terms of data protection and privacy.
That shows how important it is to find that balance
It is.
between sharing information and protecting privacy, something
Absolutely.
that all decision makers and policymakers need to be very aware of.
Yes, especially these days when data is so interconnected,
Yeah.
despite those challenges,
Right.
the Highland case gives other regions and even other countries some valuable lessons
Okay.
if they're thinking about similar approaches.
So what are some of the key takeaways for our listeners,
Okay.
especially those in decision-making positions?
Sure.
What can they learn from what happened in Scotland?
Well, I think one of the biggest takeaways is strong leadership
Okay.
and clear communication.
Right.
GRFEC was really successful in Highland because you had leaders across different agencies
Okay.
who were really committed to this model,
Right.
and they actively got practitioners and the community involved.
Okay, so they had buy-in from everybody.
Yeah, they really understood that you can't just put new policies on paper. You need
Yeah.
people to change the way they think about this.
To actually embrace it.
Yes,
That changed
the
things. It's,
culture.
yeah.
So it's not enough to just tell people what to do.
No.
You have to explain why
Yes.
and make them feel like they're part of the process. That
Exactly.
makes a lot of sense. And the Highland case also showed how important training and professional development are.
It is.
You know, professionals need the knowledge and the skills to apply the GIRFEC principles in their jobs.
Right. They need to know how to do it.
Exactly. And they need support and guidance
Yes.
as they're figuring out this new
Just
approach.
because it can be complicated.
Yeah, for sure. And it sounds like getting practitioners involved from the beginning is really important too.
It is.
They're the ones working directly with the kids and families, so they know what's really going on.
Yeah, their insights and feedback are so valuable.
So you can adapt the model to different situations.
And make sure it actually meets the needs of the children.
Right, and the families.
Exactly.
And Highland really seemed to understand that.
They did.
They made that effort to get practitioners involved right from the start.
They did.
And that was a big part of why it worked so well.
Yes, collaboration was key.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into GRFSE, what are some of the most important things for our listeners to take away from this, especially for those who are making decisions and setting policies?
Well, I think the biggest lesson is that transforming a child welfare system takes time.
Okay.
You have to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah, you can't expect changes overnight.
Exactly. And you have to be willing to adapt,
Okay.
learn as you go.
Right. it's not going to be perfect from the start.
No, and you have to focus on collaboration.
Yeah.
Build those strong partnerships between agencies.
Right, so everyone's working together.
Yeah, GRFC shows us that when you take a holistic approach and focus on prevention,
yeah,
you can really make a difference.
You can really change the lives of children and families.
That's the goal.
It's been such an insightful deep dive.
It has.
And I really hope our listeners have come away with new ideas.
Me too.
Ideas that they can apply in their own work. Remember, we all have a responsibility to get it right for every child.
We do.
And learning from models like GRFEC can help us create a better future.
Absolutely, a brighter future for all children.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.